Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show. And it's episode 9. And it's a Monday, June 27th, 2016. I am Nard.
And I'm Ray. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride, everyone. Okay, this is a real Pride weekend.
Yeah. It was a real Pride weekend.
It was a real Pride weekend. So how was it? So we Ray and I just had to attend Pride this year because of, you know, how it is right now in the atmosphere and the need for us to, you know, for solidarity for everyone. So, Ray, what did we do?
We went down and sweated in downtown Houston.
That's right. We drove all the way there and hung out with our friends. Ryan was there. Hey, Ryan. And it was a festive one. And do you think there's more people than last year?
I don't know. I was looking at the quotes online. They said 700,000 people showed up last year. And then that's the quote they gave on the radio this morning. So I don't know how they count the numbers and stuff. I've always figured that it was a lot higher than they used to report in the newspapers. It used to be like, oh, there was 100,000 people down when it was in Montrose. But I always like, no, because people are like 8 or 9 people thick along the street all the way down. So I don't know. But overall, for all the festival events for this past week that accumulated here in Houston was, they're estimating about 700,000 people attended.
So. That's a lot. So. Well, I guess because, like I said, because of the atmosphere of...
But it's a city of over 4 million.
Yeah. I guess 700,000 is not so bad.
Yeah.
Well, it's really good then. Yeah, really good. And it was really hot. It was really, that's pretty much what we did. We hung out at the Hard Rock Cafe for a while and just to kill some time, and then we had some cocktails. So Ray got his usual,
except for the juvenile delinquents. They had a
sugar-free Red Bull.
Red Bull. Well, it wasn't Red Bull. It was the whatever the Hard Rock Cafe
Monster
version
or something
is. And the other one had, what the other one had?
Just Perrier or some water, some bottled water. So, truly bottled water, not the Ozarka type or the Aquafina type, but it's a real, you know,
expensive
kind of water. But that's fine. You know, it's Pride. We're having to celebrate. So. And Ray, he got his usual screwdriver, and I got that foo-foo drink.
You were so gay.
It was very, very gay. It's very rainbowy.
It was a lot of fruit.
And there's a strawberry on top of it.
I'm not talking about in the drink. I'm just talking about in general downtown that day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So we hung out there on Smith Street, around Smith Street in downtown, and saw the parades passing by. We didn't stay too long because, like I said, it was too hot. We got hungry. We did pass by Tony's Corner Pocket where...
Well, Maynard dodged the bullet. So,
I touched the bullet.
So he wasn't going there earlier because his softball team was serving Jello, selling Jello.
I wasn't
shots
planning to go to Tony's Corner
and
Pocket
like, oh,
at all.
I was going to drink for me. Go, oh no, we can't go in there. They'll put me to work.
They were going to put me to work.
So, Wave, y'all heard that, didn't you?
No, I wasn't really planning. I told them ahead of time, I cannot do the fundraiser. But they raised about $150 or $200, I think. On Jello shots. Maybe, and that's a good fundraiser then. Okay, so since it's Pride, we can go on with our stories, like this gay story, which involves our Pope. Pope Francis gave friendly comments, but he did make comments, but they don't, you know, they don't match the Catholic Church policies, but that's okay. I mean, you know, Pope Francis has been admirable to me. He has been like a he's bound by the Catholic beliefs and everything, but he's very progressive
and I like him in a lot of ways, but he's still kind of like love the person, hate the sin,
that kind of thing. It'll take some time for that go away. Okay, so in his latest remarks, Francis said Christians and the Catholic Church should apologize to gay people and ask forgiveness. He said, we Christians have to apologize for so many things, not just for this treatment of gays, but we must ask for forgiveness. I think that the church not only should apologize to a gay person whom it offended, but it must also apologize to the poor as well, to the women who have been exploited, to children who have been exploited. by being forced to work.
Not all the child molestation that goes on in the church.
They should include that too. It must apologize for having blessed so many weapons. Really? Yeah, he didn't say anything about child molestation. So this all certainly sounds nice, but as with other examples in which the media embraced Francis as unusually LGBTQ friendly for a pope, Francis's words are getting much, much more credit than his actions. Because as far as actions go, the Vatican is still anti-gay, which is true. I mean, even though he says all these things, of course, I'm sure his bishops were gasping. Why did he say that? Why did he say that? I'm guessing those people beside him.
Well, yeah, there are diehard Catholics that are like, you know, this is it, and you can't change it. Period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And well, for one thing, also Pope Francis was in the Philippines also in 2015. That's really big. I remember my friends who went back home to Manila. They were kind of, it was hard for them to get out in and out of the airport and go around the city because the Pope was there. When that happens, they close up everything. And it's the Philippines is a very, very Catholic country. And well, there are some Muslims too, but the majority is, as far as I know, is a Catholic. And the Pope Francis was there. And of course, he was there to kind of, you know, Francis, you know, he warned of attempts to redefine the very institution of marriage. He kind of affirms that in the Philippines. So, yeah. I don't know. He's kind of mixed baggage. Just like you said, Ray, he, you know, love the person, not the sin thing, kind of thing.
Love the sinner, not the sin.
Yeah, love the sinner, not the sin.
Yeah.
Do the sinner and love the sin.
What? I don't know. I mean, I know religious beliefs are not going to change overnight.
Oh, probably centuries.
Yeah. I mean, but I still think that the church can be more progressive in its views. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So let's go on with the geek, Ray. This is something that is really nice. We all kind of waited for this.
This week's geek. The new Star Trek series can feature all the sex, blood, and profanity it wants. And this article is found on Gizmo, and I'm just going to read it because it kind of highlights much stuff. Here's something you may have not realized about Brian Fuller's upcoming Star Trek TV series being on CBS's All Access thingy instead of CBS proper. So the new Star Trek show is not going to be on the TV.
It's not going to be on TV. It's for subscription.
It's going to be on the All Access deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's not beholden to network standards and practices, meaning it can be more graphic than any Star Trek series before. But that doesn't mean it will. Speaking with Collider, Fuller said the following: because we're CBS All Access, we're not subject to network broadcast standards and practices. It will affect us more in terms of what we can do graphically, but Star Trek's not necessarily a universe where I want to hear a lot of profanity either. Given Fuller's respect for the series, remember he got to start as a fan who'd submitted scripts to Deep Space Nine, I wouldn't worry about him turning the show into a Tarantino-esque bloodbath. I can't talk tonight. Mm-hmm. And he's dead on about the profanity too. It would be tough to see Trek's version of the future particularly optimistic if everyone was cursing like a sailor all the time. Have you not been on a Navy ship? am I the only one worried about this CBS All Access thing? Like maybe we're truly on the cusp of streaming revolution, and by the time the first season of the series ends, everyone will be cutting cable and paying to stream CBS. But in all likelihood, they won't.
Of course, some people.
Kind of like we do Game of Thrones on HBO now. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Netflix is the giant in streaming, so they do all the original content they want, and their shows are fairly successful too, at least the big ones. HBO could do it because they're HBO and they have Game of Thrones, but is a Star Trek series enough for this to be profitable for CBS? I keep waiting for Amazon to announce we won't get more of The Man in the High Castle because not enough people care about their original content offerings. And Screen went under after a little more than 2 years after having produced a season of Community.
Oh, Community. That's right. They did that, so, right? Okay.
I'm just worried that CBS won't spend any money on this show because they think of it as a little more than YouTube web series. So it'll look like the first season of The Next Generation, or at least Babylon 5. And then they'll shutter their whole thing, or at least their original content production, and then they don't get 5 million new subscribers because of Star Trek. I mean, the teaser trailer did not look that great. Obviously, it's completely unfair to judge the whole series on some pre-production text-only teaser trailer, but it looked like some fan-made trailer for a fan film. It's all troubling.
You know, that's the problem with what they're doing right now, CBS.
Yeah.
Okay, I am a Star Trek fan, and having a TV series again would be great.
Yes.
But in the majority of people watching right now, I don't think it's strong enough to be a big pull that, oh, Star Trek is going to be in this subscription only service. So everybody's going to flock under CBS.
I don't see that either. I mean, I will probably subscribe to it just to see it watch Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't watch it much on CBS. I actually watch more on CW.
Oh, that's right. Well, yeah, because they do have good shows. Yes, they
now,
do have
they
good
did
shows.
This on CW, it might be different. But here's the deal. Thinking about this, there are certain things that they could do on the on-demand Star Trek that they couldn't do on a regular TV show.
Yeah,
like some of the storylines, like Beta Zed's walking around nude all the time.
They can actually do that now.
They could actually do that.
Wow,
they
could
actually take on more adult sex type relationships,
like actual humping and stuff. They can do that because it's gonna be
a
little less than soft porn.
I mean, you just won't see Captain Kirk pulling on his boots as they're sitting on the edge of the bed, pulling on his boots while somebody's sitting in the chair next to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it can be a little bit more in depth, and some of the storylines they could probably get a little more graphic on. So,
yeah,
but
yeah, so. I'm looking forward to it, though. We're going to subscribe, and you know, we're going to watch it in the big TV and everything like that. It's just that I'm not sure. I'm not sure if CBS is doing enough a good job to make it more profitable. We'll see, unless they have more than just Star Trek. Because what's good with CW, you watch CW, and they have a lot. They have Arrow. They have
Flash.
They have Supergirl now. Is
they
that right?
Supergirl.
And they have what else?
Legends of Tomorrow. Plus their other programming like Vampire Diaries.
Yes.
On the originals.
Yeah, if you have all those, that's a good pull.
What's the Dean and what's the other one?
Supernatural. Oh, Supernatural. Okay. Yes. Yeah, see, those are good TV shows, and yeah. And CBS has Star Trek. That's it. Is that all you have?
And they had CBS has never had very good GLBT ratings.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes, they've always shied away from GB.
Where is GLT. Big Bang Theory? It's in CBS too, right?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
In Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory. I think it is CBS though. But well, they have a gay character, but who's not gay in the TV show. Well, a gay actor who's playing straight in a...
Yeah, but CBS is very bad for having gay-positive roles on TV.
No. Oh.
They've always ranked the lowest.
Yeah. They should really follow how Netflix does it, or even... what else? Amazon Prime. Amazon Videos. I mean, they, you know, they do have some risque films, and some are, you know...
Well, like
almost
even the
are.
Stuff like, you know, the new show Animal Kingdom on TNT.
Oh, you have to. You're
that's very risque.
Oh, really?
I mean, as far as some of the, I mean, there's nudity in it and stuff.
So. Did you say there's a bear there or something that I should watch?
No, that's Kingdom.
That's Kingdom. Okay.
Yes.
There's an Animal Kingdom and there's Kingdom.
Kingdom, yes. They're two different TV shows. Kingdom comes on, I think, DirecTV. And then Animal Kingdom comes on TNT.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna have
one's
to check
about a, one's about an MMA family, kickboxing.
That's
family.
Kingdom,
and then Animal Kingdom's about a family of thieves.
Oh, okay.
It's this woman and her all
why
her very
they
hot,
talk
super
to each
hot
other?
Sons.
Why won't they talk to each other? That your the name of your show has a kingdom in
and
it,
and they're almost set in the same area, California, so they could cross over.
Animal Kingdom and Kingdom.
They're in the Venice Beach area. It looks like. So,
oh, okay.
So. Anyway, so tell us what y'all think. Do y'all think the Star Trek's just going to be a bad web series, or?
I think it's going to be good. I don't know if it's going to be a big pull, though.
So So I don't know.
Especially now.
Well, since the Star Trek movies haven't been doing that good, and I guess it'll really depend on how Star Trek Beyond does this summer.
Yeah. It's all in the fans.
Yeah.
It's just that there are a lot of fans, but not that many fans, I guess.
Well, I mean, I think because it's been gone for so long, it's going to be hard. And now there's sci-fi stuff everywhere.
I know.
Remember when Next Generation came on? There was nothing.
Yeah. But now it's just left and right. Even, yeah, it could range from sci-fi fantasy to real science fiction.
Yeah.
And really good stories.
Although there is no really good Star Trek, Star Wars type TV show out there right now.
How about Dark Matter?
Well, that's sci-fi. That's the sci-fi channel. That's a whole different take.
Oh, okay. You know, I haven't been watching sci-fi channel lately. So.
But Dark Matter and Killjoys is coming back. So, you know.
It's
but
another it's still, one, Killjoy.
The production quality is still not what The Next Generation and Deep Space Nine was, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I mean, you can still tell some of it's just cheesy.
Yeah.
Cheap budget, low budget stuff.
I remember the first episodes of TNG. It was really, really cheap.
Yeah. What? No, it wasn't.
Yes, there was one, but they used stop animation. Only lately they did CGI, but they did stop animation that...
No, well, that whole sequence, they didn't have the whole stop animation stuff back then. That series
TNG.
Was The Next Generation.
Yes.
When it was first produced back in the late 80s, it was one of the most expensive shows to produce.
I'm sure it was, but like I said, maybe I saw one episode with stop animation. I don't know if you remember. There was one it's like, you know, they hatch onto the back of your neck and they possess you. You remember that episode? And then they had to kill because it was...
Yeah, but that's very reminiscent of what the 60s shows look like. So yeah,
I guess so. Maybe so. That's how they did it.
I don't know.
Anyway, so let us know what you guys think of Star Trek on CBS.
Okay.
So let's go to the bazaar. Okay. I wish I was in this grocery store to see this. I would have taken selfies. Not selfies, no. Probably just take pictures, but not selfies. Okay, so man allegedly scans penis at a supermarket checkout. Does his dick have a barcode?
Maybe it did.
Maybe it did.
What was the value of it? What did it ring up as?
That's right.
No dollars, no cents.
Yeah. Let's read on. A man was arrested after he allegedly placed his penis onto the checkout scanner at a Seattle. Yeah, it's in Washington. Supermarket.
It should have happened in Florida, I'm sure, but it had to happen in Seattle.
Yeah. According to a police report obtained by the Huffington Post. It's a story from Huffington Post. Christian Fisher. What an appropriate name, was charged with indecent exposure and assault. Who did he attack? According to the report, a security guard just beginning a shift at a quality food center on June 22nd noticed a female cashier reacting to something that Fisher had put on the self-checkout scanner. When the guard walked over, he saw the man's penis resting on top of the scanner. So do you think the girls gasped like that?
I just think it wasn't expected, and so.
Okay, or maybe she gasped, what's your phone number? The suspect was laughing and didn't make any attempts to stow away his blatantly exposed genitalia, the report notes. The cashier corroborated the story, saying she was disturbed and alarmed and impressed. No, I added that last one. By the man's actions. So the report says, Fisher returned to the store hours later, got into a physical confrontation with employees, and then was turned back by the threat of pepper spray, the report noted. He later was spotted by cops sleeping a block away and apprehended. Wow. That's what you get for showing your dick on top, putting your dick on top of a checkout counter.
So what did he have to put in since he had no barcode? Was it bananas and coconuts?
Probably. He did that. I wonder if it's erect, though. I imagine it was erect. It should be. Otherwise, it would just be hanging. How low? How he's tall, then. Because I don't think my crotch is even that high.
But you're short.
Thank you, Ray, for pointing that out.
I'm just saying, you're short.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. I like short.
Okay. Well, it's hard to
You just had to get one of the little baskets and flip it over and stand on top of it to do it.
Yeah, that's right. It's hard to be vertically challenged. Okay, so that's it for the show, guys. Special thanks to Caesar for posting on our Facebook page. Thank you, Caesar, for all the articles you've been posting on facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. And you can contact us if you have comments to the stories that we have today at show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. Or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes. And follow us on SoundCloud. We've been posting in SoundCloud. And Google Play. And iTunes also. It's also there. And go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Happy Pride, everyone. And thank you for listening. Bye, everyone.
Bye, girl.
Bye, girl.